This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois' only known state lawmaker with autism says the governor was right to sign an executive order last week curtailing the collection of autism data. Governor J.B. Pritzker's order allows agencies to share autism data only if it's legally or medically required. Democratic State Representative Amy Marie Breel of Ottawa says historically the registries have been dangerous.
It hasn't just happened in Germany, it's happened since the beginning of time. You're blaming vaccines, but it is genetic, and how far before you decide that we just need to sterilize that population so we stop that gene from moving forward?
Pritzker signed the first in the nation order after Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. promised a massive testing and research effort into the causes of autism. New research shows an Illinois health insurance program for immigrants that's set to end has given a boost to hospitals. WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch reports.
To save money in a tight budget year, Governor J.B. Pritzker aims to stop insuring more than 30,000 people. Most don't have legal status. But Horacia Martinez-Cardoso at the University of Chicago hopes her research changes minds.
You know, I think some people can be like, why should we care? It's like, well, we cover a lot of people because it is smart to provide health care coverage. Because in the long run, it saves our state money.
She says debt hospitals failed to recoup declined on average 15% over the past few years. That's partly because so many immigrants have health insurance, so hospitals get paid for treating them. Otherwise, they could hike prices for all patients to cut debt. Kristen Schorsch, WBEZ News.
The 46th season of Carbondale's Sunset Concert Series kickoff is June 12th on the Shryock Auditorium lawn. This summer's free Thursday night shows feature everything from blues and Chicano jazz to roots rock and Creole funk. Concerts alternate between the SIU Carbondale campus and Turley Park through July 24th. WSIU will again record and broadcast the performances. Those performances begin at 7 p.m. and the public is invited to bring lawn chairs, blankets, and enjoy a family-friendly evening. SIU, the City of Carbondale, and local sponsors promise 6 nights of diverse music and good vibes. For additional information, visit the SIU Office of Student Engagement on Facebook. This is WSIU.